little birdie told me you're taking part in No Nut November. Just kidding. No one told me. But that's why you're here, isn't it? You saw the title of this audio. You saw it and you clicked on it. Because why wouldn't you? You've set yourself a challenge and you want any help you can to make this month easier. And I want to give that help to you in my own special way. That's right. This isn't a trick. This isn't like those other audios where you get tempted into coming and failing the challenge, into giving yourself over to that desire to grab your cock and stroke to your heart's content until you orgasm and it rushes out of you in a hot, sticky mess. No, I don't want that. Well, maybe a little. I would love to watch you come right now. But for once, I'm going to show some self-restraint. Just like you'll need to. Because you've made a commitment, and I want to honour that. So we're going to have some fun. And whatever happens, I won't order you to come. That's a promise. And I don't like breaking promises. But do you trust me? Or do you think I've been lying to you and this is all some trick to get you to come? I promise it isn't a trick, but it doesn't matter if you don't believe me, because you're here anyway. You clicked on this audio and now you're going to listen and do as I say. Got it? Good. Though that does make me wonder, why did you click on this audio, You must really be tempting fate. You're trying to get through the month without coming, but here you are, making yourself even more horny by listening to erotic audio and getting your cock out ready to stroke. That's right. Get it out, if it isn't already. Of course, I'd be concerned if it wasn't out already. I might even start to think you were waiting to be allowed to stroke, as if you actually wanted to fail No Nut November. Do you? Do you really want to come right now, before the month is over? Whatever your answer, it doesn't matter. Because right now, you're just going to look at your cock. Don't touch it. Just look. Is it already hard? Is it already aching? It's only going to get worse, that frustration. And you only have yourself to blame for making that frustration even more agonizing. Because you're trying to survive No Nut November. And yet you decide to search through GWA. Why? Were you just so horny you needed something? Anything to occupy your thoughts? Or are you hoping deep down that I lied to you? That really, at the end of this audio, I'll make you come? I bet part of you loves that idea. Even if you're telling yourself you want to hold out and prove that you have the willpower to make it through the month, I reckon a part of you just wants to let go, to give away all responsibility and follow my instructions until you reach the mind-blowing orgasm that you hope I'll demand of you. That way you'll fail No Nut November. But at least you can tell yourself it wasn't your fault. It was the dominant, sexy woman who told you to do it. You were just doing what she said. Well, that's not going to happen. Start touching yourself, and I'll tell you why. But only use one finger. Rub it in a small circle right under the head of your cock. You know the place. It's so sensitive, isn't it? even with just one finger. You can make yourself feel so good by focusing on that one little spot. That's it. Keep rubbing, but not too fast. I don't want you having an accident now. And while you do that, you're going to listen to me. Focus on my voice. Focus on my words in your ears as you slowly build up that pleasure in your hard, throbbing cock. I want you to know that despite all my teasing, I really do believe in you. I do. Even if you have doubt in your own abilities, even if you think there's no way you'll last a month, even if you came into this audio secretly hoping that I'd let you come, I know you better than that. I know that you can take this little bit of teasing I'm throwing at you. I know you can make it through this audio without coming. And once you've done that, lasting the entire month will seem easy. Keep rubbing with just one finger. You can go a little faster now. I know it's frustrating, but you can feel it, can't you? That pressure inside you is growing. You want to satisfy that burning desire that's starting to spread across your body. But you won't. And to prove to yourself that you can ignore that desire, you're going to keep circling that spot with your finger. Because you know that you could grip your cock in your hand right now and stroke yourself to a wonderful climax. You could satisfy that frustration within a few short moments. Your body is urging you to do it. That's what it needs. Your arousal is taking hold, and it's only natural to want to follow that instinct to its sticky, satisfying conclusion. But you won't. You're stronger than that animalistic urge. You're not going to stroke your cock. You're not even going to use a second finger to rub yourself. You're just going to keep doing what you're doing until I say stop. Take that finger off your cock. Don't hesitate. Just do what I say. That's it. See? A little self-control is easy when you put your mind to it. I know it may seem silly, but you've just proved to yourself that you don't need to follow your basic human urges. You didn't need to submit to your body's desire for extra stimulation. One finger was all that was needed. But I know you want more. So, I hope you've had a long enough break. Take that cock in your hand and stroke. Grip it tight, but go slow as you want. I know it wouldn't take long for you to reach the edge, but you've already proven to yourself that you can control yourself. So go at a steady pace that suits you. It feels good, doesn't it? After using just one finger, your whole hand feels amazing, right? But do you know what's making it feel even better? Your self-control. By teasing yourself, by holding back from stroking before, you've made that pleasure rushing through you right now even greater. That's the reward for being in control of your desires. Just imagine how good it would feel to do that for a whole month. It seems a long time, but fuck. It must feel incredible to finally reach that point where you finally allow yourself to come after being denied for so long. The thought of it nearly makes me want to properly try No Nut November. Well, nearly. See, I already failed it. But there's still a chance for you. I failed it quite a number of times, actually. I failed it 3 times in the first day. I just woke up super horny that day. I couldn't help it. I think my body knew it was November. It knew I was considering spending the month denied. And it didn't want to go through all that torturous frustration. So it did its best to make me fail. And it turns out it didn't need to try that hard. You want to know my mistake? I got cocky. Keep stroking for me and listen, because this is important. When I woke up at the start of the month, my pussy was soaking wet. I could almost feel it soaking through my pajama shorts. And there was this tingling of arousal that I just couldn't ignore. I even masturbated the night before, knowing that it would be my last chance to enjoy it guilt-free. But even then, I was just so fucking horny. So I thought to myself, fuck it. I'm going to watch porn. I was driven to make that decision by my needy, desperate body. I knew deep down that it was so stupid of me. But I did it anyway. I pulled up a video on my phone and tried to get comfortable in my bed. But before I knew it, I was lying on my front. And it was almost an automatic response when I started grinding my hips. It was slow at first, so I hardly realized I was doing it. But as I watched the video, my eyes transfixed by this couple having sex, I kept grinding and grinding and grinding faster and faster and harder and harder. And my pussy was desperate to be touched properly. Part of me knew I shouldn't. And I was still thinking I had control, as if I was just teasing myself. So then I grabbed a pillow and stuck it between my thighs. I don't know why I did it, but suddenly that gave my body exactly what it needed. Oh God, it felt even better to grind my pussy against it. And there was nothing I could do. I didn't care about No Nut November. I just wanted to come. And I did. I humped my pillow so fucking hard. I almost screamed when I came. God, I couldn't believe how horny I was. I was filled with regret after. But at that point, I knew I'd already failed. I felt how wet I was. And as I slipped my fingers inside, I just gave in to my body's desire and I made myself come 2 more times. And, oh God, it's turning me on just thinking about how good it felt to fail a challenge. Oh God, you know, I love thinking about you even more. Still clinging on to the hope that you might make it through the month. You know, I want you to make it. I want you to succeed. I want you to do what I couldn't. So don't lose your self-control. Even if you get to the edge. Fuck. I want to see you edge so badly. You can do it for me, if you think you can control yourself. Just keep stroking, slowly and steady. I know that'll be enough for you to reach the edge. keep going for me. Slow down if you have to, but don't let go of your cock. Prove that you're stronger than me. I wonder what it is that you truly want right now. You're so close to messing up, but do you even care? Or do you want to come? I know I said I wasn't going to order you to, and I know I said this wasn't a trick. But what if I did? What if I told you to come? What if I said, squeeze that cock harder, stroke it faster, come for me, come for me, now, please, let it all spill out. So, would you do it? If I told you to come right now, do you think you'd have the self-control to hold back? To keep that hot cum that's built up inside your balls from squirting out? I think you would. That's right. I still believe in you. But stop stroking, because I can see how much you're struggling. And we're not finished yet. See, the thing is, I'm so proud of you for even attempting No Nut November, let alone making it this far without coming. But since I've already failed, I see no reason why I should share in your suffering, because you wouldn't believe how horny I've become just watching you struggle. And I know you'll come out the other end even stronger if I throw another challenge your way. So, you get to listen to me touching myself. I'm already naked, if you hadn't already realized. Does that excite you? I just had to strip my clothes off while I talked to you, because I was getting too hot, way too hot. And my panties were starting to get soaked. So, I'm just going to play with myself, because my pussy is just so wet and feels so good to touch. And all you need to do right now is close your eyes and imagine me lying by your side. But keep your hands by your side and away from your cock, because if I was there, you wouldn't need to do anything. If I was there, nothing could keep me off your cock. Not when it's that big and hard. Not when it's leaking pre-cum like that. I'd just have to lean over, stick out my tongue, and lick it off. And once I get a taste of it, fuck. There's nothing I could do to hold back. I've already told you how easily I lose control. I just wouldn't be able to keep away, because I'd take you in my mouth and fuck. I wouldn't be able to stop. I'd suck you until you shot your load and filled my mouth with your hot gum. God damn, my pussy's so wet. I just can't control myself. Fuck. Stroke your cock for me, baby. Please. Take it in your hand and stroke. God, I wish you could feel my body right now. My nipples are so fucking hard, and fuck. My pussy is so fucking ready. I just want that cock inside me. You keep stroking, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep going. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you to come, but... I can't stop if you really wanted to. If you wanted to come, because... The thing is, I really wish I could watch you come. I wish I could to see your cock twitch and pulse and shoot out its big hot load. No, but, oh God, I'm not telling you to come. I'm not breaking my promise. Oh, fuck, I'm just so close. And I wish, oh God, I wish I could see you. Fuck. And all that cum sprang out of your throbbing cock. God. Fuck. Are you still holding back? Mm-hmm. Fuck, I'm so close. I still want you to hold back, okay? You keep that cum inside. You prove your strength, okay? God. But I know we both wish you could come. Because I'm about to. Oh, fuck. I wish I was there to watch you struggle. But it's a good thing I'm not, because... fuck, I wouldn't be able to resist you right now. My cock looks too good. I'd jump on top of you and I'd slip it right inside my tight, wet pussy. I'd make myself calm with your thick cock as you fill me with your juicy, white cum. Oh, fuck. I can't hold back any longer. I can't. Can you be stronger than me, baby? Yeah. I just have to come. I can't resist. Can you? Fuck. I can't stop you from coming, but I know you can hold back. Oh, God. So you listen to me. Oh, fuck. Listen to me. Come. Oh, God, yes. Fuck, yes. Fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, God, I want your cock inside me so fucking badly. I want you to come to fill my tight pussy. Fuck. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Oh, God, it's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. God damn it. I don't know why anyone takes part in No Nut November if they can feel like that every day. But if you held back, I'm impressed. Getting through this audio without coming should be all the encouragement you need to make it through the month. You've proven how strong-willed you are, so the rest of November should be a breeze. But if you did come, well, I'm disappointed. You should probably be punished in some way. But now you've failed, I guess there's no point staying denied for the rest of the month. So, you want to have some more fun?